And my scripture reading is in Joshua 6 and starting at verse 1. Now Jericho was tightly shut because of the sons of Israel. No one went out and no one came in. The Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, with its king and its valiant warriors. You shall march around the city, all the men of war circling the city once. You shall do so for 6 days. Also, 7 priests shall carry 7 trumpets of ram's horn before the ark. Then on the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people will go up every man straight ahead." So Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and let 7 priests carry 7 trumpets of ram's horn before the Ark of the Lord." Then he said to the people, "Go forward and march around the city and let armed men go on before the Ark of the Lord." And it was so that when Joshua had spoken to the people that the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets of ram's horn before the Lord went forward and blew the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came after the ark while they continued to blow the trumpets. But Joshua commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, nor let a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I tell you, shout. Then you shall shout." So he had the ark of the Lord taken around the city, circling it once. Then they came into the camp and spent the night in the camp. Now Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. The 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, and the rear guard came after the ark of the Lord while they continued to blow the trumpets. Thus the second day they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. They did so for 6 days. Then on the 7th day they rose early at the dawning of the day and marched around the city in the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they marched around the city 7 times. At the 7th time when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city shall be under the ban. It and all that is in it belongs to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot and all who are with her in the house shall live, because she hid the messengers whom we sent. But as for you, only keep yourselves from the things under the ban, so that you do not covet them and take some of the things under the ban and make the camp of Israel accursed and bring trouble on it. But all the silver and gold and articles of bronze and iron are holy to the Lord. They shall go into the treasury of the Lord." So the people shouted, and priests blew the trumpets. And when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight ahead, and they took the city. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for these wonderful words of this glorious occasion in which Joshua and the people of Israel were to cross the Jordan River and go into the Promised Land, and they had to go through the city of Jericho. And we thank you for the record of how the great fortified city of Jericho fell. And Heavenly Father, that it was part of your plan that the people of Israel went into the Promised Land. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words. We ask, Lord, that you bless the thoughts that we express and bless the remainder of this message, and let it be a blessing to any that hear it. And in the name of your loving Son, Yeshua, we ask all these things, and amen. My message to you today is entitled, Overcoming Obstacles. And we might use the word problems. Overcoming problems. Overcoming difficulties. Overcoming the things in life that sometimes present themselves suddenly. And sometimes the problems look totally overwhelming. And when we look at the title of my message, Overcoming Obstacles, we can look at obstacles as anything that stands in the way, or perhaps something that stops progress. And when we look at this particular place in the Word of God and the circumstances involving it, we realize that this particular occasion is when Moses had been on to be with God. He died, and the second in command, Joshua, was taking over the leadership and going ahead and taking the people of God into the promised land from their 430 or so years in Egyptian slavery. And so they had come from Egypt up through the desert, through Mount Sinai, and on up across, obviously, into the very top part of Saudi Arabia, what is now known as that, and come up on the east side of the Dead Sea. And just as they got to the north side of the Dead Sea, then they were to have to cross the Jordan River, and right on the other side of the Jordan River, between them and the Promised Land, was the city Jericho. And it was highly fortified, tremendous walls, and we also know that the city, as part of the strategic planning, Joshua had men go into that city and spy out the city and see what the obstacles was, see how the city, what it had, how many people it had, what the people were like. And we know that within that city, there was one found, a family, a particular person, a woman, Rahab, that it was decided that her and her family would be spared as they protected these spies that went into her house as they came to spy out that city. And so even within a city that was to be destroyed by God, there was found worthy people. There was found someone that was any essence to help not only the few men that went in there to spy out the city, but in essence was to be found to have mercy on by God from that city. And so that's the way it was. Her house was identified, I think, by a blue ribbon in the window. And so they knew what house to avoid destroying and killing the people within it as they battled the city and the people in it. So Rahab and her family was found worthy to be spared. There are obstacles in life as we live our life, just as the children of Israel had many obstacles to overcome as they were delivered by God to go back to their promised land. They still had to overcome obstacles. And all through our lives, we're going to find that we are constantly facing obstacles, something that stands in the way, something that stops our progress. And it can be a natural thing of stopping our progress and the progress of our families from a natural standpoint. And it can be something spiritually that stops or stands in the way. And God lets us know that these obstacles are no match for Him. Just as the walls of Jericho was not to prevail, so the obstacles in our life are not to prevail. They're not to stand in our way in our service to Him and our service to our neighbor. Obstacles can appear from an initial inspection. Just initial appearance, obstacles may seem impossible to pass through. They may seem unbelievable in size and in power. They may seem improbable to defeat or overcome. And they may seem impenetrable in defense. To our natural eyes, to our human strength and ability, obstacles often appear impassable. But all important questions come to mind in our examination of things that hinder us, difficulties in life, obstacles that are placed in our way, sometimes of no particular planning, but sometimes other people seem to put these obstacles in our way. But we have one who has all power and all might to remove all obstacles in our life and in our way to progress. One of these questions is, and is all important in our examination of difficulties and problems and obstacles that come up in our life. One main question is Yahweh on our side? Is Yahweh for us in life, in things that matter? Secondly, has He promised you success as you accept Him as your King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as your Savior? Has He made promises to you in that regard as you open your heart and life to Him? Thirdly, do you fully believe or trust Him? It's one thing to have heard of Him. It's another to know His promises as who He is. But it's another step to fully believe or fully trust or have faith in Him. Because if you don't, are you going to act upon whatever is necessary to overcome the obstacles that are placed in your life? Do you fully believe or trust Him? And will you fully obey Him? I had to use the word fully because God expects that of you. He expects you to search out the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Yeshua, His Son, came to give you life, and life more abundantly. And lastly, a question is, after you know the first four, and most important, coming to the point that you believe in the Master, you believe and fully trust in Him, finally, has He given you the task? Has He said to you, and you heard His voice, and His voice let you know that you are given a specific task? And you accept that task. If so, then you have all you need. You have His spiritual eyes, not your own, that will allow you to see more clearly and more fully exactly how you need to respond to these difficulties, these problems, these obstacles that are in your way, that are preventing you from doing what you need to do, that are in your way to understanding, that are in your way to fully having faith. We need to come to that point that we accept and we have faith and we obey. If we do and we come to that point, then we have His spiritual eyes. We have His spiritual heart with its understanding. We have the faith of a supernatural level. And we have His power, not our own power and understanding, but His power, a supernatural way to look at the things that we perhaps initially view as impossible, improbable, unbelievable, and they're obstacles. They are in our way, preventing us to be the best that we can be and what Yahweh has called us to be in life. In thinking about this particular occasion in God's Word, we know that in future generations from the time of Jericho and Joshua, the children of Israel would ask their elders about Joshua and Jericho, about the incidents, about what happened. And so how would their elders, their parents, their grandparents, what would they be told about this particular incident? The walls fell through obedience to God. The obstacle came down, fell flat, disappeared, in a way of speaking, was removed in a way of speaking through obedience to God. That's the bottom line. Your obstacles can be removed not by your power and your might, but by God's power and His might and His plan for your life. The walls fell through obedience to God, not through new warfare and its technology or a new strategy for conquering this particular city. But the walls fell through the power of God in trumpet blast and shouts. But you see, it wasn't through ordinary means. It wasn't through natural means of better weapons, better planning, better strategy, but obedience to God and through God's power and through His might and His plan. We need to look upon this particular occasion in time and the accounts that we read, that it was part of my scripture reading. And we need to ask certain things about these. And I would like to, in closing, I would like to read to you the scripture that is my text for this particular message, Overcoming Obstacles. And my text is Joshua 6 and verse 5. And let's look at that right now. The main verse of my message to you today. It shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people will go up every man straight ahead. Do you see how obedience was the key? Every detail needed to be followed exactly. It was 7 times around the city, not 5. It was 7 ram's horn or trumpet blasts, not 5. And the people was to make a tremendous shout to the Lord only at the specific point in time that they were instructed to do so, at the 7th circling of the city on the 7th day. 7 days around the city. Six times they marched around the city once. But only on the 7th day, and 7 times circling the city, and then only at the time in which the priests blew the trumpets 7 times, and the instruction was given to shout. I don't know about you, but I wonder how the people shouted. I wonder exactly what the people uttered from their mouths And you know, I would think it would be praise to Yahweh, is what I would think. Praise Yahweh. We need to take from this message today that Yahweh, the Lord God of Israel, is all that we need in the face of impossible obstacles and difficulties. What is impossible for us to accept and overcome is not impossible for God. He alone can overcome all the obstacles in our life as we open our hearts to Him and as we ask for His help in doing so. You alone, precious Lord and Savior, has all that we need to overcome our problems and difficulties in life. And we need to accept that. We need to give Him those obstacles and difficulties. He is our Lord and eternal Savior. It may not be by the natural. It may not be the way to overcome our obstacles. It may not be the obvious. It may not be the way most human beings approach the problems or obstacles. So even though it's maybe not the obvious and natural, but it will be exactly what is needed. If you would, stand with me. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this blessed Sabbath, and we thank You for each one that's here. We thank You for this message. And Heavenly Father, You alone have all of the answers to all of the questions, all of the problems, all of the things that we need in our life. And Heavenly Father, we thank You for that care and concern that You have for each one of us. And Heavenly Father, we ask that this message blesses all the ones that have heard it today. And Heavenly Father, let it be understood, and let it be that help that they need in their time of difficulties and in their time of facing their obstacles in life. And in Yeshua's name, we ask all these things, and amen. And let's read the blessing together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. Wonderful words.